for all those public holidays that we've just had, or some have, but good to have your company as we head into a new fresh week. And of course, the kids are back to school either today or tomorrow, so be very aware of that out on the road. So great to have your company. We're going to start the program today in Perth. Are the first public hearings of the Royal Commission into the institutional responses to child abuse. And we know, having spoke to the CEO of the Royal Commission last week, that they're focusing in on the Christian Brothers, an order of the Catholic Church. And I am joined right now by the Truth, Justice and Healing Council CEO, which was set up to deal with the responses to this Royal Commission and talk on behalf of the Catholic Church during the process as well. And I'm joined by the CEO, Francis Sullivan, in the studio. Thanks for your time, Francis.
Thanks, Gary.
This is obviously, you know, you've been following the hearings around the country, but obviously here in Western Australia, the history of the Christian Brothers is well documented. You are originally from Western Australia, Francis, so a lot of what could come out might not surprise or shock you too much, but this is going to be particularly painful.
It will be painful. Obviously, people in WA know some of the history of the past in the 1940s, 50s, 60s. You know, Bindoon, Tarden, Castledare, Clontarf, they're all the names that roll off the tongue. But there's nothing more confronting than having real survivors sit in a public box and tell their story. And these courageous men in their 70s now are going to go through it one more time. But it's important for all of us that they do, because we all need to know what really happened. And we particularly need to know what it's taken to survive that as an individual. It's confronting. And for the Christian Brothers, they once again have to front up and explain.
The people who fought years ago on behalf of the victims of the Christian Brothers, you know, would say that they were shouted down, they were ignored, there were attempts to cover up some of the truth about what happened in some of those places you named just then. What would you say to them now, that we are at a point where a lot of that stuff's just going to be out there in the public arena? What would you say to them about the past?
Well, a number of things. Firstly, you're right. You know, the Catholic Church in the early days really resisted the truth coming out. There was cover-up. There was always the tendency to worry about the reputation of the church than the reality of what had happened to victims. There was the times where they'd shift the blame, maybe even to the media, mm-hmm. as if the media were like enemies.
Mm.
So firstly, can I say, for everyone who struggled to bring the truth out, you know, we owe them a debt of gratitude. I mean, the Royal Commission wouldn't be here today if all the truth was out. That's the first point. The second, and it's no consolation for people who are having to keep fighting, but at least the Catholic Church is fronting up with a commitment to fess up and to make sure that the truth is revealed and they explain themselves.
9221882 if you'd like to call through and speak to Francis or myself on this issue. Can I just say, the Truth, Justice and Healing Council, formed by the Catholic Church in response to this commission, some may say, why didn't you form one of these 50, 60 years ago?
Yes, I can believe that. And I wonder myself why things weren't put in place earlier. I'm lucky enough to say I have had no part in those decisions, but the point is we're here now. The Royal Commission is on now and people are wanting answers now.
And so, you know, in terms of you being responsible for responding to this, whether it be increasing a budget to deal with some of the fallout, whether it be programs that need to be put in place on the back of what comes out of this Royal Commission, should the Catholic Church, can the Catholic Church be trusted to do this?
Well, the Catholic Church's credibility in the community is very low. And the whole clerical sex abuse has been a big contributor to that. You know, the Catholic Church has apologised many times. As a matter of fact, the Christian Brothers were the first to do that back in 1993. But there's been plenty of apologies. The credibility only comes out of action, doing things. And that's what I keep saying. The Church has to front up, explain, but also demonstrate what will be done in the future.
your honesty might be taking some people by surprise because we, you know, it's been a long time coming. Let's be blunt about it. I know Timothy Costello, the Archbishop here in Perth, some months ago issued a formal apology in writing. But if you think about it being 2014 and the voices of these people trying to be heard in the 1970s, 80s and so on, your honesty perhaps seems to be, is it too late for that level of honesty that you're giving me now about how the Catholic Church needs to fess up, get it all out there?
I hope not. I mean, I wouldn't be doing this if I thought it was too late. I mean, I can understand how people say it's taken a long time to turn up.
Mm.
But in fairness, though, you know, in WA, there are a lot of people who really put their shoulder to the wheel. Jerry Faulkner, Tony Shanahan, two of the brothers that were very instrumental. You know, Maria Harries, people like that, that have worked hard to try and respond to the mess that was created. And we're going to hear over the next 2 weeks the ways in which redress schemes were designed and their effectiveness, how they helped some, haven't helped others. Mm. We're probably going to hear how some cases will need to be revisited. We're going to hear how the church more broadly will need to be more transparent in its oversight of child protection. So it might, for a lot of people, feel like this has been a slow train coming. I totally understand that. But as far as the Catholic community is concerned, they want to see that the church leadership is dinkum and that action is going to follow.
Yeah, you talked to there about some of the redress schemes. Well, we know a fair bit about towards healing.
Yeah.
Was that actually a benefit or a problem for some of the people that went through that passage towards healing as a pathway for them to try and get through what they've been through and also seek some sort of compensation? I mean, I know from a personal experience with one person that I was writing about, you know, he went through the towards healing issue and the program, and he, you know, I think he walked away with a check that was written out for him for $5,000, but he agreed that he wasn't going to go to the police.
Yeah, yeah. Look, it's a mixed bag. Some people have got a lot out of towards healing. Others have found it very disappointing. You know one example.
Mm.
Some people have found that the whole approach, which is, you know, a pastoral approach to meet your personal needs, sure, there might be payments.
Yep.
Sure, there might be counselling support. Others have been really frustrated, gone away, found a lawyer, gone back and negotiated legal outcomes. In the early days, there was a real sort of, if you like, legal approach. People had to sign confidentiality clauses, all that's old.
It was very legal. It was kept in house in a legal way, and a lot of people, once they'd even done that, then started to regret doing it.
Sure they would have. And the other problem with the whole thing, though, you know, when you put it all in perspective, unfortunately, people who have suffered child sex abuse,
mm.
most people don't talk about it to anyone, and when they do, they often reveal it a long time later. And when they do reveal it, the person who's probably the perpetrator may have already been dead,
mm.
and there are no other witnesses. So to go down the legal path, the way the courts are set up, the way they do evidence, you get nowhere. So the church has done something by putting another process in place which says, okay, let's accept you're abused, now let's talk about what you need. That's more what towards healing was about. That's more what they call a redress, a reparation process. The Royal Commission's made it clear that both the legal side and the redress side need to be looked at again by all institutions, because ultimately this country needs some type of compensation scheme where people who have been abused, no matter where they've been abused, have access to a just outcome.
Just before we take a break, 9221882, if you'd like to call through and speak to Francis Sullivan from the Truth, Justice and Healing Council. Can I ask you this? With all the evidence that we've seen, all the court cases that we've had, we've got a Royal Commission which has heard stories from the eastern states and now is here. How twisted was it that something that's built on such faith that it is the Catholic Church was doing this to people?
Absolutely twisted. I mean, anybody with in your gut, you know, this is completely wrong, and it's completely out of sync with what any religious organisation is based on.
Do you accept the notion, well, that was then, this is now, things have changed, that when you say that was then, it was still wrong then, and any priest worth their salt knew it was wrong then. So is it an excuse to say that was a different time, a different era?
No, we're not saying that. In our submissions to the Royal Commission, we've made it abundantly clear what is indefensible now was indefensible then. What's inexcusable now was inexcusable then. We're not running that line that you can simply try and excuse things because it was different times. I mean, a crime's a crime. The abuse of children is a crime.
9221882. We'll be back with more after this. It's 8:45.
Up to the minute 6 PM Perth traffic for tough Triton deals at your local Mitsubishi dealer now.
Slow going on the Mitchell from Erindale Road through to Scarborough Beach Road. The Kwinana still pretty heavy from Russell Road through to Berrigan Drive, then long lines from the Leach Highway through to South Terrace. Northbridge Tunnel flowing well in both directions. The usual suspects playing up in the CBD. Plenty of cars out there. Otherwise, though, in Beckenham on Nicholson Road around Albany Highway, on the Great Eastern Highway westbound throughout Ascot, and also in Mount Lawley on Beaufort Street, citybound from Central Ave. That's the latest 6 PR traffic. Get a great deal at Bayswater Car Rental. Half-price Corolla specials from just $25 per day with low excess. No frills, just great deals. Visit nobirds.com.au. And it's Ryan. If you see any traffic problems, call 6PR on 9221882.
So, where's simulating?
I'd like to go somewhere styling, where I can down a badass cocktail and shake my badonka donk.
How about this place on the corner?
Does it have kicking tunes, a crazy cool vibe, a raging dance pad, and little paper umbrellas and bad drinks?
Sure does. And I'm going to pick you up afterwards.
Yes, my dear. Would be awesome, sir.
You'll feel like royalty in an iconic London cab, now driving in Perth. With 5 seats and free Wi-Fi, you won't just arrive in style, you'll travel in it too. Standard taxi rates apply. Get the London experience in a real London cab. Call 13-LCAB. That's 135-222. Or download the London Cab Smart app.
If you're retiring from the public sector, I have just one question for you. You've served your community well for a very long time, but who serves you when you stop working? State Super Financial Services are specialists in public sector superannuation schemes. These come with many unique benefits, but are also complex, so it's important to get the right advice to create the lifestyle you want in retirement. Search us, State Super Financial Services. Serving the people who serve Western Australia.
Massive computer and tablet factory. Run out sale at Harvey Norman. Nationwide clearance. Computers and tablets on sale at run out prices. Notebooks, desktops, all-in-ones and tablets. Thousands of red hot computer and tablet deals up for grabs. Don't miss this opportunity to update and save. Biggest brands, latest technology at factory direct prices. Notebooks, desktops, all-in-ones and tablets prices slashed. Available in-store and online. Stocks will sell out fast. Excludes Apple. Massive computer and tablet factory. Run out sale. Hurry. Ends Monday, May 5 at Harvey Norman.
The beautiful autumn weather continues, and school is back. So there's simply no better time to take some much-needed R&R at beautiful Rottnest Island. Deserted beaches, morning walks, stunning secluded bays, or just lazing with a book gazing over Thompson Bay. And the best place to stay is Rottnest Lodge. With a huge range of accommodation options and offers, book now for your well-deserved break. Call Rottnest Lodge on 9292-5161 or see rottnestlodge.com.au.
The residents of St Ives Mandurah Retirement Village are holding an open day. Join them on Saturday the 10th of May from 10 to 3 for a host of activities and your chance to tour this unique waterfront retirement village. St Ives Mandurah, Carnegie Place, Greenfields.
The Morning Program with Gary Adsed.
Yeah, and in the studio with me is Truth, Justice and Healing Council CEO Francis Sullivan. As I said, an organisation set up off the back of the Royal Commission that starts in Perth today with public hearings looking at the Christian Brothers. Let's go to the lines. John's there. G'day, John.
Good morning, Gary and Francis. Thank you for the opportunity to come on and speak about this. Look, as you can imagine, it's awkward. I was involved with Christian Brothers when I was quite young, and I had recently appeared, not recently, last year appeared and gave evidence to the Royal Commission. The hard thing about this overall, and you could speak for hours about it, is I think there's some of this like myself that have for want of a better word, fallen between the cracks, and it's affected your life, your whole life, more than you realise it has to later years. And for people, just not myself, other people like myself who are listening or have gone through it or whatever, there still seems to be very hard to... geez, I'm lost for words. My apologies, guys.
Okay.
To find not so much answers, but even an outlet to still tell your story, so to speak.
So you,
I suppose, yes.
You have been to the commission, have you?
That's right. And look, this is going to be really hard because it feels like I might be knocking the Royal Commission because I so appreciate what they're doing and they've done so much. But what seems like quite a lot of people. But my personal experience is it still feels like it's felt a little bit, at least for me, a bit of a highlight type package. And I don't think it's as clear cut as that, that's the way I put it.
All right. John, highlight, I mean, what does that mean to you, Francis, when you hear someone like John say, I think what he's saying, it's not feeling the real deal at the moment.
Yeah, well, thanks for telling us, John. Look, there's no doubt that what John's saying, of course, is that when people do have the courage to go and talk about their experience somewhere, although that's helpful in the beginning, they still need to live their life. They still need to be able to integrate the horror of what happened and, as they say, survive that. And one of the things I've heard people say is it's not really history, it's their life living every day. And therefore, there needs to be a lot more support in the community, and hopefully politicians who obviously support the Royal Commission at state and federal levels, they need to make sure that there are appropriate support groups, men's support groups, particularly that people like John can tap into if he wants to, or even his family, because a lot of families feel this trauma as well.
They need to talk to someone, that's for sure. Dave's there too. Dave, how are you going?
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
Listen, I went to the court case in Sydney in the 90s.
Right.
Against the Christian Brothers. They made out we were the perpetrators.
Right.
This QC that was representing the Christian Brothers stood up and says to me, don't you think it was your own fault that you let them on? And the judge pulled him up.
Good.
And said, any more of that and you'll be in jail. I said to the judge, can I answer that? And I looked him straight in the eye and I said, you tell me how a 7-year-old boy can leave a grown man on.
Dave, are you feeling confidence in what's going on at the moment, Dave? Do you think the Catholic Church as an institution is changing?
No, I don't think it is. They try to make out they were the innocent one. After I'd finished in the court case, I walked outside and this Christian brother came out and called me a lying effing bastard. No remorse whatsoever for what they've done to us. I was 7 years old when they raped me.
All right. Right. Feel free to respond, Francis. It's difficult.
Well, David, I can't respond to what happened to you, besides saying it sounds like it was a miserable experience. And at this stage, that's the type of story that the Royal Commission really needs to hear, because they need to get the full perspective and not just some of it. So if you've got an opportunity, even privately, to get on the line and tell them, I would encourage you to do so.
All right, I'm going to give the number out in a minute, Dave, but thanks very much for ringing through. I know this is not easy. Margaret's there. G'day, Margaret.
Hi. Dave, I'd like to know, when also is the Mercy Order responsible for so much abuse of girls in St. Joseph's Orphanage? I was here for 18 years of my life. Now, what the Christian Brothers have done is absolutely, it is just unreal. But it happened. And when I contacted the Community Services Department, they said, and the letter I got back from them was, you're alleged abuse, alleged. You know, the thing was, it was like saying, you're calling us liars. I ran an organisation in 1988 with the help of Community Services here, Terry Simpson. I ended up in Charles Gardner Hospital because of the documents that I was given. and all that abuse that I received, I am scarred. My body is physically scarred for what they did to me.
Have you spoken to the commission?
The Mercy Order needs to be responsible for what they did. And I've seen so abused, so much abuse as a child, and many a girl will say exactly the same thing as I'm saying. And I said to the Mercy Order, the head of the Mercy Order, I said to her, where the hell was your God when children were being mentally, physically and sexually abused? I watched it all. I ended up as a screaming mess in Charles Gardner Hospital because of the documents that were given to me. And the thing was that it was the first time I ever admitted to the fact that I was sexually abused in the foster home. And the thing is, it's like you're bashing your head against a brick wall. And that's the joke about going towards healing. That is ridiculous, going back to people that represent the same people that you were abused by. I'm not talking about a smack. I'm talking about one girl that I never, ever saw for a long time. And you know how she remembered me? She said, I remember you. You had your hair all pulled down one side of your head. You know, the abuse that went on there, the Mercy Order, as well as the Christian Brothers, they all should be responsible for this.
All right, Margaret, thanks very much. It's difficult to listen to, Francis, these stories. I mean, that's, you know, three calls. I mean, three out of three.
Yeah, and it's really important that people feel that, one, they've got an avenue to talk about it.
Mm.
It's terribly important, say, with Margaret, that what she has as information gets to the Royal Commission somehow. And it's even more important that the community gets the proper perspective of what's been going on.
Well, you know, without wanting to sound patronising, I would hope the Catholic Church had been making sure that information gets to the Royal Commission too, because we all know that files are kept. I take it that the Catholic Church has cooperated fully with what they've been requested to provide.
Absolutely, and that's one commitment we've made. Whatever the Royal Commission needs from here or from even Rome will be delivered.
Can I just say one thing before I let you go, because I know you've got to get down there yourself. George Pell, obviously, Cardinal George Pell, giving his evidence at the hearing over East. There seems something wrong with the Cardinal going in there, admitting that they made big mistakes in relation to the case of John Ellis. Big mistakes. They fought him too hard. They ground him down. Horrendous. And that's, we're not talking, you know, major history here. We're talking recent history. And then he leaves there. He jumps in Mercedes-Benz and he goes to take up his new job at the Vatican. Where is the payback? Where is the punishment? Where is the person that falls on their sword and says, someone's got to take responsibility for this? As a leader of the Catholic Church, we have failed so many people. Maybe it's me. Instead, he goes off to a new job, and there doesn't seem to be any issue there for him.
Well, there's plenty of issues still, because the Royal Commission will need to make its own recommendations out of those hearings and its own findings, and we don't know what they'll be yet. And at the end of the day, everybody, from the Cardinal down, is accountable to what those findings will be.
Look, thanks for coming in. I know it's tough. I will give out the number. It's 1-800-099-340. 1-800-099-340 is the number for the Royal Commission that is in town for the next 2 weeks. And also there is an email address, contact@childabuseroyalcommission.gov.au. contact@childabuseroyalcommission.gov.au. If you've got any problems, call through and we'll give you those numbers again. Thanks very much for joining us, Francis.
Thank you.
Good on you. Thank you. Book at tickettech.com.au for the world-famous Glenn Miller Orchestra. Perth Concert Hall for two shows only, July 19. Proudly presented by 6PR. Get on board for Rotary's epic mower ride around Australia. Ride to the other side, we'll see a Hustler Super Z ride on mower driven 15,000 kilometres over 6 years, raising $1 million for Rotary projects. Leg 3 starts May 10 from Adelaide via Tassie to Sydney, arriving to 30,000 delegates at the Rotary World Conference. Visit ridetotheotherside.org.au to help raise $200K. Proudly sponsored by Armadale Mower World and PLP, Power Up Lawn Care Products. The discomfort of joint pain, stiffness, swelling and inflammation can really interfere with you performing many everyday tasks. Now there's a krill oil complex called Caruso's King Krill Joint Freedom for people wanting to enjoy a more active lifestyle but are inhibited by this joint pain, stiffness, swelling and inflammation. Caruso's King Krill Joint Freedom also comes with our amazing 100% money-back guarantee. Caruso's King Krill Joint Freedom.
from leading health stores and pharmacies. Always read the label. Use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional.
This is an important health announcement. Health professionals have witnessed an epidemic which has now spread to every major children's hospital in Australia. It's seriously infectious. The source of the outbreak has been identified as the Starlight Children's Foundation. All kids love to play, but it's difficult for children who are stuck in hospital. So while doctors work hard, Starlight plays hard. Give the gift of play this Starlight Day. To donate, call 1-300-727-827 or visit starlightday.org.au.
Until midday, this is Gary Adshead.
Yeah, sorry, we were pushed for time there with Francis Sullivan. Quite a few people wanted to get on and have their say. We're more than happy to let you have your say during the course of the program, so feel free. 922-11-882 is the talkback number, but he did have to get down to the Royal Commission. As I say, it's in town for 2 weeks. 1-800-099-340 is the Royal Commission's number. After the news, we're going to talk to Transport Minister Dean Nalder about big plans to stop congestion. Now, we heard that before, and we'll give you the guys up close. It's 9 o'clock.
Know something we don't? Call 922-11-882 anytime and tell us about it. Now, for El Cabello Lifestyle Village, award-winning display homes open 10 to 4, 882, 6pr News.
It's 15 degrees at 9 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Danica DiGiorgio. The man in charge of the Royal Commission into Institutional Child Sex Abuse doesn't believe the inquiry has come too late. It'll get underway in Perth today and will focus on four Christian Brothers-run residences in WA, including the notorious Spindoon Farm School. Truth, Justice and Healing Council CEO Francis Sullivan says he wouldn't be doing it if it was too late.
It might, for a lot of people, feel like this has been a slow train coming. I totally understand that. But as far as the Catholic community is concerned, they want to see that the church leadership is dinkum and that action is going to follow.
The hearing is expected to run for 2 weeks. Business is urging the Abbott government not to increase taxes in next month's budget amid concerns it could damage the Australian economy. Michael Pakey reports.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott will deliver a major speech in Sydney tonight, channeling former US President John F. Kennedy. He'll tell the audience at the Sydney Institute everyone will have to take some pain in next month's budget for the good of the country. The government is believed to be considering a levy to help pay down some of the debt left behind by the previous Labor administration. But various business groups have slammed the idea. Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen says it would harm consumer confidence.
A clear breach of an election promise that there'd be no new taxes.
Mr. Abbott will also use his speech to confirm pensioners, the disabled and single mothers will have to do more in return for their welfare benefits. Michael Packey, Fairfax Radio News, Sydney.
Police hold grave concerns for a missing elderly couple who haven't been seen since yesterday afternoon. 81-year-old Nikolai Kazakau and his 78-year-old wife, Lorena, left their home in Balga around 5 o'clock and were last seen in their Toyota Corolla in Alexander Heights around 11:30 last night. There are concerns for their welfare as they suffer with serious medical conditions. Anyone with information should call police. Up to 9 aircraft and 12 ships are involved in today's search for missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, with the search zone once again widened. An underwater drone scouring the Indian Ocean floor northwest of Perth has so far completed 15 missions with no sign of any wreckage. It's been more than 7 weeks since the flight disappeared. The federal government wants to restart the live export trade with Saudi Arabia, despite the Islamic country refusing to sign up to tough animal welfare standards. The country was once one of our biggest markets, but local producers have been replaced by cheaper competition from Africa and Pakistan. Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce says restarting the live sheep trade could be worth $100 million a year. The US and several European countries will impose more sanctions on Russia over its role in the Ukraine crisis. Speaking in Malaysia, where he's currently visiting, US President Barack Obama says it's about sending a message to Russia.
Because Russia has failed to follow through on its side of the accord that had been hammered out in Geneva, it was important for us to take further steps, sending a message to Russia that the kind of destabilizing activities that taking place in the east and the south of Ukraine have to stop.
And two people have been killed after a tornado ripped through a small Oklahoma town. The twister hit the community yesterday evening. The extent of damage is not yet known. In finance, your loss is down 4 points at 5,512. The Aussie dollar is buying 92.8 US cents, 67.1 euro cents, 55.3 British pence, and 10,726 Indonesian rupiah.
Now, the latest sport, the Masters Iced Coffee. The taste of the West since 1964.
Thanks, Anika. The Eagles and Dockers derby preparations are underway as both clubs look to get their seasons back on track. Premiership fancies pre-season. Fremantle have stumbled to be eighth with 3 wins from their opening 6 matches. Brownlow medalist Brad Hardy believes Dockers coach Ross Lyon is facing a significant challenge.
He don't improve at 10 or 20% every year, effectively going backwards. So, look, he might be just double-guessing himself at the moment. Don't worry.
Liverpool's thrown away a chance to tighten its grip on the English Premier League title with a 2-0 loss to Chelsea, but Reds manager Brendan Rodgers says his players gave it their best.
We were the better side, but we just couldn't make the breakthrough. We threw everything at Chelsea. They defended very well. They defended virtually 10 people behind the ball.
Los Angeles Clippers players have staged a silent protest and worn black apparel during an NBA playoff game. In the wake of racist remarks attributed to team owner Donald Sterling, the 80-year-old billionaire did not attend the game against the Golden State Warriors. In motorsport, Marc Marquez has taken out the Argentinian MotoGP and Australia's Will Power had to settle for 5th place at the IndyCar race in Birmingham, Alabama. That's sport. I'm Peter Vlahos, 9:05.
Up to the minute 6 p.m. Perth traffic. The top Triton deals at your local Mitsubishi dealer now.
Underpaced on the Mitchell from Caranup Road through to Scarra Beach Road. Still not too flash on the Quinana from Russell Road to Berrigan Drive. And very heavy going from Leach Highway through to South Terrace. No troubles with the tunnel. It's been a dream run so far this morning in both directions. The CBD though pretty busy on Rose Street eastbound around Fitzgerald Street and on Mouse Bay Road eastbound around William Street. Still stacks of cars in Malaga on the Reed Highway around Malaga Drive and also in Stirling on Cedric Street around Caranup Road and finally in Beckenham on Nicholson Road around Albany Highway. That's the latest 6PR traffic. The Navy, Army and Air Force are recruiting for a range of positions. Find the one that matches your skills at the Australian Defence Force Careers Expo this Friday and Saturday at Irwin Barracks, Karrakatta. And it's right, if you see any traffic problems, call 6PR on 92211 882.
6PR Perth weather for Harvey Fresh. Fresh juice, fresh milk, fresh from the southwest.
Partly cloudy today with isolated showers in the morning and early afternoon. Winds southwesterly. We're expecting a top of 18. The outlook, partly cloudy and 20 tomorrow, partly cloudy and 21 on Wednesday, and a shower or two and 21 on Thursday. Right now it's 15 degrees. This is Perth's 882 6PR.
The morning program.
Okay, welcome back to the program, and we are giving you 2 tickets to visit the Taste of Perth Restaurant Festival. It's a 3-day event in Langley Park, May 2 to the 4th, much more than food, a sampling event. You can book it in for lunch or dinner session and create your own dream degustation. Is that how you say it? Degustation from a range of Perth restaurants as well. So it's the Taste of Perth Restaurant Festival at Langley Park. 2 tickets to that. If you know the answer to today's gazump, clue number one is Italy. Italy is clue number one.